Chodesh Tov, thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, first day of the month of Nisan, today's Rosh Chodesh, and that we merit to see, live, and experience many miracles in this month of Geula, of redemption. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, as well as a 2-year-old girl who tragically fell into a pool on Sunday, Alini or Orna Bas Chain Chana. I apologize. We had meant to get those names in the email today. It did not happen. Again, her name is Alini Orna Bas Chain Chana, as well as my dear friend Yitzchak Aharon Ben Malka Chana and Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Andrew Markowitz of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share the Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Markowitz slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, and Shaberach for Tzahal, and Shaberach for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Markowitz will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To register to sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Markowitz.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much, Naftali. It is a tremendous honor and privilege to be on with everyone, taking a few minutes of your day to focus and plead and advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's 185 days. Our brothers and sisters who are still suffering in Gaza. So many, young men and women that are out there on the front lines, really on our behalf. In a little less than 2 weeks, we're going to be sitting around our Pesach Sedarim, and we're going to be thinking about all of the people that are not and don't have that privilege. Please God, they should have the ability to come back. But I would say on Shabbosim, we leave a empty seat at our table for those that don't have the privilege to be at their Sedarim, at their Shabbos meals. And we're going to recite at the Haggadah when we get into the nitty-gritty of the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we darshan out all those psukim from the Parsha Bikurim in Ki Tavo in Sefer Dvarim. And we say, Vayered Mitzrayim, we recount that Hashem took our forefathers into Egypt. And we, the Chazal, the Midrash on that pasuk says, Vayered Mitzrayim, Onus Al Pi Hadibur, which quite literally means, we're explaining how we ended up in Egypt. Onus Al Pi Hadibur, we had no choice. It was Onus. This was part of the master grand plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had out for us. Hashem already told Avram Avinu in chapter 15 in Sefer Bereishis, the Bris Ben Besarim, that this was going to happen. Va'avadum v'inu osam, arba me oshana, be'eretz lo lahem. We're going to be servants and subjugated for 400 years in a land that does not belong to you. And that's what we say, we had no choice in this matter. And that's one interpretation of the words anus al pi adibur. I'd like to share with you a deeper level, a deeper understanding of this line that we say each and every year at the Seder. And I saw this in the name of Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tursky in his Zatzal, in his amazing Haggadah. Anas HaPi HaDibur is reminding us what we did to cause us, the Jewish people, to be subjugated and to be slaves in Mitzrayim for so many years, and that is the Dibur. It was the bad hateful and negative speech that the brothers and Yosef did to one another, that they shared the reports, the tattletaling, and the Lashon Hara, the literal evil speech that they had for each other. They couldn't even speak one positive word to one another. And ultimately, as a result of that story, Yosef gets sold and ends up in Egypt. And really, the whole family ends up in Egypt as a result of Lashon Hara, not the formal Lashon Hara, but the negative, evil speech that they shared with one another. And Chazal are saying here, Anos Api Adibur, we have to remind ourselves as we're sitting at the Pesach Seder, what causes the Jewish people to go into an exile? What causes the Jewish people to be taken hostage by the Egyptians and stuck there? And that is Lashon Hara, that you can't speak positively about your brother and about your sister, and the only speech that comes out of one's mouth is negative and hateful speech. And what's fascinating is, and with this we can understand what the Zohar HaKadosh writes. Zohar writes that if you notice throughout the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people can't really talk. They grunt and they groan and they scream and they yell. Vayizaku, vayeanhu, vayitzaku. They don't really speak. They grunt and they groan. And the Zohar writes, the reason for that is that Dibur was in Galus. Not only were the Jewish people themselves subjugated, not only were they so far deep entrenched in a foreign land, but the speech, their ability to speak, was in Galus as well. And in light of Yosef and the brothers, Anos Api Adibur, we can understand why Hashem put speech into Galus. It is such a precious tool that we could use to uplift, but when it's not used in that way, Hashem said, we got to put it to the side. And what's fascinating is that what we say all year round in Pirkei Avos is a rule. And more ma'at vaseh harbe. Actions matter. Speech. We should limit our speech because we have to be very, very careful about what comes out of our mouth. It's a powerful tool and we have to limit when we use it. And more ma'at vaseh harbe. However, at the Seder, it is the exact opposite. The more and more and more we speak, the more mitzvot we get, the greater it is, right? The happier Hashem is, the more we speak at the Pesach Seder. Why is that? We have to return. We have to really redeem our speech at the Pesach Seder. Redeem it from Anos Api Adibur, from Dibur Ra, to Lashon Tov, to use our speech positively, to talk about Emunah at the Seder, to talk about the miracles that happened throughout our history, not only throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim, but throughout our history at the Seder. And by doing that, we take Dibur, we take the Jewish people out of Galus, and we're able to experience an ultimate Geula. My wife shared with me, in the name of Yamima, Rebbetzin Yamima Mizrahi, something really amazing about speech. She quotes the Shlach HaKadosh and says that the word Mishpacha and the word Simcha, Mishpacha, family, Simcha, joy, both have the same letters, except for one letter, and that is the letter Pei. Why is that? Because if you want to have true simcha in one's mishpacha, we have to be very, very careful about how we use our peh. Sometimes that means we don't talk. We're quiet when that person at the Seder is doing something that we don't necessarily agree with, or we don't appreciate, or we would have done it a different way. And sometimes to keep the peace and to keep the joy and to elevate the Seder, it means to be quiet. And other times, it means to use the peh to uplift and to make people feel good. And ultimately, that is the role of the Pesach Seder for everybody present at our Sedarim, but really for all of Klal Yisrael. We for the past 185 days have been using our dibur to advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of our brothers and our sisters in Eretz Yisrael and in Gaza. They're taken hostage, those that are defending us, and all of those around the world, all Jews who are around the world who are suffering as a result of anti-Semitism. And advocacy comes in many forms. But the bottom line is we use our speech for advocacy. We use it to advocate to our local officials, our national officials, and also to the Melech Malchei Melachim, to the Ribono Shel Olam, through the vehicle of Torah and through Tefillah. May it be that we learn the lessons of Anasati Adibor, of Yosef and the brothers, of how we got down to Egypt, and we utilize that for the positive, and we uplift those that are via our Sedarim with our language, with our Dibor, and we use our Dibor positively in our methods of advocacy and our methods of Torah and Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this Eis Tzarahi LeYaakov. Chazal tell us, B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Nasidun Ligael. Nisan was a time of Geula. It is a redemptive time. It is Chodesh Nisan, begins today. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all experience a Geula and Nisan this year, nothing like we experienced ever before in our lifetimes. B'Mheira V'Yameinu should come well before Pesach. For all of the hostages and all of their families that are suffering terribly. We're going to continue now with Tehillim, Perek Kuf. Lam Natzeach, Mizmor L'David, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagevcha, Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yis'adecha Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olasecha Yedash Nesela Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha Ve'chol Atascha Yimalei Neranina Bishuasecha Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kocho, bigvuros, yesha yimino. Eilav arechev, ve'eilav asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamu v'nisto da'ad. Adonai yoshia, amelach ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chav Gimel. Mizmor David, Adonai roi lo echar. Dino seshe yarbiteni, amei minuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'magle tzadek, l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit samaves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umeshadecha, hima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanei shulchan neged sorerai, ishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni, kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. Kuf chaf alef. Shir l'malos, esayinai el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mim Adonai osei shamayim va'aretz. Al yitein lamot reglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'leishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilcha al yadiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor. Es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzidcha v'ocha me'atav yad olam. Kuf lamed. Shem alos mimamakim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli t'yenezecha kashivoth l'kol t'achununai. Im avonos yishmorya Adonai mi'amod ki imcha asicha leman tivarei. Iviti Adonai kivsan nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai yachesed varbe imo fidus. Yehu yifta es Yisrael mikol avodosav. Kuf mem beis. Maskila David, the Yosel Vamara Tila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Ezchanan, Eshboch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Bihi Sateif Alai Ruchi, Vata Yadata Nisivasi, Beorach Zualech Tamnufach Li, Hadet Yamin Re'e, Ve'en Li Makir, Avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zaakti eilecha Adonai amarti et hamachsi chalki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalusi me'od hativeni meretfai ki hametsu mimeni. Utsiya mimazhir nafshi lehodos et shemecha bi'yachti rutzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael anesurim betzara uveshivya, haomdim bein bayam bein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, viyotziye mitzara lirvacha, meafela liora, mishibo ligeula, ashta bagala vizman kariv, v'nomar, amen. Mishaber fatzahal, mishaber chavoseinu, Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, uivarech es chalei tzvagan al Yisrael. Banshe kochot ha-bidachon. Abim ha-mishmar atenu v'arei Eloheinu, mikvur ha-levanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim, meniam ha-gadol alavo ha-arva v'chol makom shehim, v'yabasha ba'avir v'yam. Yitein Adonai Yisraveinu, ha-kamim alinu n'digafim l'snehem. Ha-kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatsio t'chaylin mikol tzor v'suka, mikol nega u'machla. V'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asi yedehem, yazber son'enu tachtehem, The Atrain Bekesi Yeshua Vatarat Yisachon. Vikem Ram Akasuv, Ki Adonai Elohechem, Haolechim Achem, Vilachem Lachem, Imoivechem, Oshi Eschem, Venomar, Amen. Mishaber for the Shvuyim, for the Chasufim. Mishaber Chavotenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo. Vyavarech, Vyishmor, Vyinsor, Esn Dvei Tzva Gana L'Yisrael Ushvu Yav Ves Kol Achenu Anasuna B'Tzara V'Shivya Bavor Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh HaZem Yispalel Bavaram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotziyem Nechoshef V'Tzalmaves U'Mosrofeyem Yinatek Mitzikoseyem Yoshiyem V'Yeshivem Mehera L'Chek Mishpechoseyem Yodu L'Adonai Chazo V'Nitzlaosav L'Ivnei Adam V'Gema V'Hem Migrashik Asuv Uvdue Adonai Yishivun Uvatiyom Rina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham Tassom V'simcha Yesigu V'nasi Angom V'nacha V'namar Amen. Mishrech V'cholim. I will pause in the middle to give people ample time to say their cholim's names. I'd like to add one more name in addition to the names of Tali gave, and that is a dear friend, a member of our community, Rav Mordechai Ben Lea, who needs our tzilos. Yishaberach avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, v'Aaron, David, u'Shlomo, v'Yivarech, v'Yirapei, es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ularaposam Ulachzikam Ulachyosam Yishlach Lehem Mehera Rufua Shlemim Neshamayim Leramach Evarehem Ushislag Yideihem Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael Rufua Sinefesh Rufua Saguf Hashta Bagalav Zankriv Benomar Amen. Yashar Koach Naftali, thank you so much for the opportunity I wish everyone a wonderful day, and everyone should have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Markowitz. We look forward to having you back on the call in the Yirat Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, and wishing a chodesh tov to each of you and to your families. Again, may we be blessed in this month of miracles, in this month of geula, of redemption. Bezrat Hashem, please God, all our tefillos are answered, the tovah, and Bezrat Hashem, the ultimate redemption of the geula shlema, shizocha, v'shenarek v'yivol, together, al kamkei nisharim, to go back collectively, as one people, to Ishechad, the Levechad, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, with the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash.